Now, here on The Naked Scientist, it's time for kitchen science. So if you eat muesli for breakfast, I'm sure you're going to have noticed that the first few bowls from a new box of muesli are really nice. They've got, you know, big nuts and fruit in, really yummy. And the last bowls out of the box are all kind of powdery and a bit horrible. So Ben and Dave have gone to Parkside Community College in Cambridge to actually find out why the raisins rise to the top. Hello, Ben.
Hello, welcome to Kitchen Science. We're at Parkside Community College in Cambridge today. I'm with Dave Ansell.
Hi there.
I'm with Emily.
Hi.
And I'm with Matt.
Hello.
And Dave told me today we're going to be finding out why it is that the raisins always come to the top of your muesli.
Well, muesli's got big lumps in it, sort of raisins, and you may have noticed they always end up at the top of the muesli. So you start your bag of muesli and you get really nice raisiny muesli, and by the time you get to the end it's all horrible with none of the nice sweet things in it.
I have noticed that, you're right.
So we're going to explain what's happened.
How are we doing this, Dave?
Well, we're going to be building a model of some muesli. So raisins are big things, and the rest of muesli tends to be a lot smaller. So a good model is rice and some rubber balls, which are like the big raisins. You also want a couple of pint glasses or large jars, and maybe a bit of carpeted floor to stop you breaking the glass.
And so what if people don't have those little bouncy balls?
Well, you could just basically try the same experiment with some muesli.
OK, then, Dave. So with rice, bouncy balls, pint glasses and the carpet, what's the first step?
First step is fill the 2 pint glasses about half full of rice. So, Emily, if you'd like to do that?
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
So just tipping the rice to fill half 2 pint glasses. So we now have 2 pint glasses half full of rice.
So now I want you to both take one of these bouncy balls and poke it into the jar of rice. Put it in about halfway down and make sure it's covered up.
There we go.
Okay, then, Dave, so now we have 2 pint glasses, both half full of rice, and buried somewhere in there is a bouncy ball. This still doesn't look like breakfast cereal.
Well, this is a bit like breakfast cereal. You've got big things and you've got small things. Now, when you're transporting breakfast cereal around the country, it gets like moved around in trucks, it gets shaken around. So what we're going to do is kind of simulate this shaking around. What Emily to do is take the glass and just shake it up and down in your hand. What Matt to do is to shake it by just hitting it against the carpeted floor.
So if you want to try this out at home, get yourself a couple of pint glasses, half fill them with rice and put a little bouncy ball in there. Or if you don't have rice and bouncy balls in your house, then try it with some real muesli. And then shake one of them just up and down, don't bang it into anything. Shake the other one by tapping it repeatedly on something like a carpet or on the floor on a kitchen work surface, as long as you're careful not to break the glass. And then call into the show, let us know what you think will happen, and we'll be back with you later on in the show.
Thanks, Ben. So if you want to have a go at this week's Kitchen Science, half fill a pint glass with rice, push a bouncy ball in it, watch what happens when you shake it or bang it on the surface.
Don't forget our teaser running this week. The show's all about the brain, and we want to know how much on average does the human brain weigh?